Well, hello, everybody. You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Bea Bonner, along with Randy Eccles, my co-host, and we're just so happy to have you all listening right now. It is our winter drive, and we're so excited to be helping you get to know our neighbors, but also being able to raise some support for NPR Illinois. So if you haven't made a gift yet, you can call 217-206-9847 or go online to nprillinois.org to show your support and make a gift today. It makes all the difference. And today we're joined by another special guest. I had the pleasure of having this young lady in Podcast Academy and just seeing her do a lot of great things over the years. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. I am Amelia Hopkins, and I am a sophomore at Pleasant Plains High School.
Thanks for joining us today, Amelia. So a little bit before the interview, we were kind of chatting about the pandemic and going to school. So how is that going for you?
Well, in any situation, learning in a pandemic, it's going to be very hard. And so what Plains is doing is that they started with hybrid, and then they went to virtual, then to hybrid, then back to virtual. So everyone is getting tossed around from in-person to online, and it's just really hard and stressful, especially for the teachers and students. And right now we are in virtual, and today I actually took a test, and that is really odd to take because we don't have any papers to fill out, especially for math. So now what we're doing is like we're taking online forms, we're submitting our paper on Google Classroom and all those types of things. And Wi-Fi problems is so hard, especially when you're late to class, not because you were like messing around, but because your internet was just too slow. And so sometimes you get bounced on and off the meets and you're missing vital information. Then you're asking the teacher, could you repeat that, please? So it is just really, really odd and difficult.
Are they doing virtual detention?
I don't think so.
I think your Wi-Fi being down is virtual detention from what I can tell. I've been having problems with my Wi-Fi today, and I've seen the same as my daughter tries to take remote classes. You know, if you're having any type of technical difficulty, it's pretty anxiety producing as you're worried that you're missing things and trying to get back. How have the teachers been? Have they adjusted well to having to deliver their classes virtually?
It's different for every teacher. I have been learning Spanish, and learning online with Spanish and through a mic that sometimes does and doesn't work is super hard. But other than that, the teachers are really good. So they put up a camera and then they write on the board, and that's how they teach. And other times they use the side chat bar to type in words, and then we write down the meaning of them. We do that a lot for Spanish, but and then they share their screen and they show a document. We write down notes like that, or they show us videos. So it's kind of the same, but I like it a little bit better because I'm short. And so now I don't have to go to the front of the class just to be able to see the screen. So that is really nice for me.
That's great. So you were in Podcast Academy. Have you done anything with podcasts since then?
I have, actually. I am a Girl Scout. And as a Girl Scout, I am trying to achieve my Gold Award. And the Gold Award is like the Eagle Scout Award, is the highest honor any Girl Scout can get. And so with Podcast Camp, I have been using those skills and I have been making videos for nonprofit organizations. And recently I've made one for the Schultz Foundation for Advancing Counseling. And so these skills are really helping me get new opportunities, help me in the community, and just really spread these good messages from all of these nonprofit organizations to all of these people. And I feel like I'm making such a big difference.
And I remember, you know, you first coming up Podcast Academy, I know you and your mom were really had a lot of anxiety about coming. And I was just like, no, let her stay. She'll do great. So I'm just glad to see you went through the camp, and to have you as one of the campers. It was a cool experience for me to even now see your growth, because that was like 2-3 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think it's been that long. So it's really cool for me to like see you in high school and everything. Like, I'm just sitting here like, wow, I remember when she wasn't in high school and she was just, you know, starting to make the podcast. So do you remember what that experience was like for you being in the Podcast Academy?
I do remember the experience. It was so much fun. I made so many new friends, and I still talk to them today. I'd be like, what are you up to? I'm like, How are you doing? Especially, I've been talking to my other classmates and they're like, I'm so stressed out with the pandemic. My anxiety is so high. And I try to like help them through their anxiety, say, it's going to be okay. Like, we're going to get through this together. And so when I was at Podcast Academy, we were a team. And so when we had a problem, we were like, how do we cut this audio here? Do we need to put this here? We helped each other and we were like growing as a team. And I really like those team building exercises. And so that was great for me. And it was just awesome to know kids from other parts of the community as well.
Well, I'm so happy to hear not only did it benefit you so much, but now you've turned around and you're helping it benefit other nonprofits. So that's really a great story for NPR Illinois' Podcast Academy and for you. And it's one of the reasons it's important to support NPR Illinois. It's not just the news, the local to international news. It's not just the coverage of arts and culture, but it's also the engagement activities we do, things like This I Believe and Podcast Academy. And if you want to make sure the station is as healthy as possible so we can continue to do those things, go to nprillinois.org right now. It'll take a couple minutes. You go to the donate button on the top right and you can make your contribution. Or you can call 206-9847 and make one that way. So, Amelia, it's great to hear that you've taken what you learned and continue to put it to good use.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm really excited to share so many messages and help other people. That makes me feel really good.
Now, are you from Pleasant Plains originally? Have you lived there all your life or did you move from somewhere?
I was born in Peoria, and then as a baby, I moved to Quincy, and then I started kindergarten in Pleasant Plains. So I would call Pleasant Plains my hometown because I've known so many people, and it's kind of sad when you see one of your classmates who you grew up with like, yeah, I'm going to be switching high schools next year. It's like, we're really a family, and especially since the Pleasant Plains population is like 500, it makes us even more closer.
See, how have you been? I mean, you talked a little bit how you've been helping out classmates and people you're in Podcast Academy with. How are you coping with coronavirus and isolation? And how are you, you know, keeping yourself sane?
I think my family, I would have to thank, honestly, because we are a really tight-knit family. We never argue and we're always making jokes. And so they have really helped me. And plus music, my favorite band is BTS. And all of their messages through their songs have really helped me. And plus going on social media and talking to other fans, it's just really fun. And we get to combine like our ideas. We get to talk about our favorite things. And I think that's what's really helped me keep sane. It's like, it's kind of still normal, as you can say.
Is music a passion of yours as well?
Oh, definitely. I can't sing at all, but I can lip sing. I'm very good at lip singing, but I love listening to music, especially music from other countries, and look up their lyrics because usually they have such a deep meaning and they're always something where they want to help people. Because especially with BTS, they were a lot about love yourself, speak yourself. And I thought that was, for me as a minority, that really spoke to me because it was like, we still love you. And everything like that. And so that really helped me as well through this because it's like, we're still together. We still have, like, we're holding hands still.
Did they come out of the South Korean K-pop movement?
BTS? Yes.
Yeah. Are there other bands that are starting to emerge from it? I know there's been plenty of bands there that are making their way over to the States.
Yes. Yes, there's multiple bands. I'm a multi-fan, and I love all the bands. They are so cool, so awesome. And it's really cool to see like how other bands take their messages, take their imagery to a whole new level. And everything is so different. And some bands, they are really into choreography. Some bands are into lyrics. And some bands are into instruments. And it's really cool to see that and how they spread their messages through their songs to their fans. It's just really, really moving.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any other hobbies that you're still able to do even though we're in the pandemic?
Yes, I love writing and I'm currently writing two novels. One I hope to finish soon and the other one I'm doing with my best friend and we can never meet because our because you think in the pandemic you would have all this time, but it's just we're so busy because it's like you never really have the off switch because it's like, oh, you go to school, you go home. But now it's like school and home is at the same place. So you never really stop. And so we meet on Zoom all the time and we're always switching ideas. And we're like, oh, this is good. Oh, no, maybe we should move that. And so my writing has really taken to a new level because I have so many more ideas and about my characters, how they can grow, how they can thrive. And I thought of a lot of good backstories.
Yeah, I think Bea and I can relate to that. Work and home have sort of blended together to some extent. It never, when you're always on, it never turns off, right? So, although I can't say that either of us, maybe Bea does, but I don't think either of us have a couple novels in our pocket. So congratulations on making it that far down the road. So are there other people who are inspiring you in the community who maybe we should know about who are making a difference?
Maybe just my teachers, because they have families and they're trying to teach sophomores, juniors, seniors, freshmen. And I feel really bad for the freshmen right now because they have never really been to the high school. So they don't know any teachers, but they know a couple upperclassmen. And so I think it's inspiring for our teachers because they're like, I have a family and I have to teach these kids. And then it's like, oh no, my Wi-Fi is down. I have to record this. I have to get this video. And so I think they're the most inspiring people during this time because they're improvising. They're doing all of these new things to try to get to the kids personally, emotionally, and make sure that we're all okay. And I think that is really inspiring.
Yeah, I really like the teachers at Pleasant Plains. Whenever our This I Believe essay program is coming up, they always seem to get in contact with me like, hey, we have a couple of students that have a couple questions or we have some students that want to enter. And I always really enjoy talking to the teachers and reading the essays that come out of theirs. Really good.
We are in the middle of our year-end drive. You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles, along with co-host Bea Bonner. And throughout this, we're talking about friends and people in the community. And we're fortunate enough today to have someone who had attended the Podcast Academy and is telling us about how life is going in high school. We've heard from some adults about that, but to hear from student is great. And I just want to remind folks, our ability to do this is based on having the resources to do it. And that requires your donations. So thank you if you've given already. And if you haven't, you can go to nprillinois.org or you can call 206-9847. Well, we really appreciate it, Amelia. Community Voices loves to get to meet new people. And I know we've gotten to meet through Podcast Academy, but for the rest of the audience, this is a nice opportunity to get to meet you.
Stay tuned to hear the podcast Amelia completed during Podcast Academy.
Shauna Harris is the supervisor of St. John's Breadline in Springfield, Illinois. Her organization provides over 200,000 nutritious meals each year to those who are struggling with hunger within our community. Friends, neighbors, and those facing difficult circumstances depend on St. John's Breadline to provide a warm meal without shame or stigma. Shauna also has many dreams and ideas for the Breadline. She is hoping that she can achieve all of them even if she doesn't have the money.
Bigger space. Because obviously when we get towards the end of the month and we're serving 250 to 350 during a two-hour meal period, there are times when we have to stop serving because there's not enough seats.
The Breadline doesn't just serve nutritious meals, they also help those who can't read. And they have experts who come in and talk about how to live a healthy lifestyle.
We have one individual in particular who can't read, and so it's tough for him to read some of the nutrition information. So he comes to us and he asks questions. We have clinics that come in and they'll address some of the health issues. And so when he was able to come back to us and say, hey, I'm no longer taking diabetic medication, I'm doing great, that's a win for us. That's a win for us. That's a win for the community.
One of Shauna's favorite parts of working at the Breadline is when people who eat there get better. When they get their life in order, she feels very happy because she knows she is helping not only the people in front of her, but the community.
It proves by eating better, healthy choices, you're more likely to have more positive health outcomes. And so that's been our push, is to make sure that not only we're providing choice, because we think that's really important to empower people to make other choices. If you can make choice at the very basic level of food, we figure that's like a ripple effect to empower them to make other choices in their life.
Shauna has been working at the Breadline for a while, but she points to one story that changed her life. On a freezing day, a man walked in without a coat.
Well, this individual, he was wearing scrubs. He had gone to the hospital the night before and was released from the hospital. When he went to the hospital, the ER, his coat had to be cut off of him. So he didn't have a coat, he didn't have proper clothing, and he came to us and he said, "Hey, I don't have a coat. Is there any chance that you've got a coat?" And I knew that day, because as soon as a coat comes in, we get it out to somebody who needs it. And so I knew that we had already given out all the coats. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to go back and check just to make sure. And as I was walking to the back, our back door rang. So I went and answered it. And it was probably 20 coats. And so I was able to go out there and wrap this man in this great coat in the dead of winter, and he was just so thankful.
Shauna Harris is passionate in her work with St. John's Breadline. Her commitment in serving others with love, dignity, and respect is evident in all that she does to assist those in need. Shauna treats each individual as a human being, a friend, a neighbor, or a stranger that deserves to be treated as a human being in need of love and compassion. That is a lesson we could all take from Shauna, would be to remember to treat each other with kindness, not judgment. For NPR Illinois Podcast Academy, this is Amelia Hopkins.
Another special year-end drive edition of Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Thanks to our guests and neighbors who, like you, hear the value in NPR Illinois programs and strongly support them. If you've already donated, thank you. If you haven't, please donate now at nprillinois.org or by calling 206-9847. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Find on-demand audio at nprillinois.org. For Randy Eccles, I'm Bea Bonner. Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.